Okay, today's daf is Trumas, daf Yud Aleph, the 11th daf here in Maseches Trumas. And we will start with the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph, just one makar that I forgot to mention last time. And that is, we had on the our Mishnah, we had the reason that one is not allowed to take off olives for oil. And we went into all the lumdas yesterday and the limitation of that. And when is that allowed? Because of Gezel HaShevet. Gezel HaShevet, you're stealing from the Shevet of Kohanim. And we had a machlokas. What does it mean, Gezel HaShevet? Does that mean that they're going to have to do tircha, and I'm going to make it harder for the Kohanim, or I'm actually possibly stealing from them because I'm giving them less olives than what would be required really for the oil? And the question was it just me? Was it my friend that might see me doing something? Some type of Gezel HaShevet. So that concept, Gezel HaShevet, means that somehow this belongs to the entire Shevet. And then I choose which Kohen to give it to. But that Lashon Gezel HaShevet, which comes up in other contexts, means that once something is designated, the Truma, the Challah, the Bikurim, whatever it is, that's designated to the entire Shevet. This concept makes it sometimes, could make it, easier to give it to a Kohen. Because it's already within the Shevet, and now it's just a question of which. Wiz comes up in an interesting discussion of the Ksos HaChoshen about Pidyon HaBen. Ksos HaChoshen is on Choshen Mishpat, it's not on Yerodea. We don't have the Ksos on Yerodea. We have the Ksos on Choshen Mishpat, we have the Ksos on Evan HaEzer, which is the Avnim Yiluim, and then we have the Ksos, the separate Sefer of the Shev Shmaitza. Topics related to Rove and Suffolk and Chazaka and the like. So the Ksos in Reish Bem Gimel in Ilchas Matana Oz Dalid discusses the Pre-Chadash's topic, which is, could you give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen Katan? What if the only Kohen in town is a Katan? Are you allowed to give it to him? So the Pre-Chadash holds, yes. Why are you allowed to give it to him? Because of Das Acheres Makneh. Das Acheres Makneh, we know the Gemara uses that Lashon in the first paragraph of Metziah in a different context, but the Rishonim use it to teach us that even though a Katan cannot acquire something, not acquire, cannot pick something up, let's say the Mishnah is saying about Metziah, if a coin finds something on the ground and he picks it up, me d'oraisa, I could go and grab that from the Katan. Because a Katan cannot, is a lot bardas, he doesn't own something, and I'm allowed to take it from him. Me d'rabanan, that's terrible. And midrabanan, it's geneva, maybe tikkun olam, and they said that you're not allowed to take that. So a katan only owns it midrabanan. But the Rishonim say that's only if he picks it up from the ground. But let's say I sell it to him. Let's say I give it to him. Meaning my tzad is makneh, that's called das acheres makneh, so then I can give it to him even midaraisa. That a katan can also, like, even midaraisa, I'm willing it, halachically, so to speak, into his rishus. It's not just he's not getting it as the pure kone, but if I'm being makneh to him, then it works. Das acheres makneh. Right? This comes out of the Noda Bihuda, has a big discussion. If das acheres makneh midaraisa, so why can't a katan get married? Right? A katan, the woman is kone, the woman is makneh herself to the katan, so he has a discussion of that. But says the Ksos, quoting the Pre-Chadash, Pre-Chadash says, a Kohen Katan can be, you could give the Pidyon HaBen money to. Why? Das Acheres Makneh. Because you're being makneh the Kohen, the money. And therefore, it would work. The Ksos does not like that. He says, I like the Shita, but I hate the reason. Right? I think your reason's wrong. I do not think Pidyon HaBen is considered Das Acheres Makneh. Why? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin Nunches, Tovas Hana Eina Mamon. If I get to choose who I give something to, does that have a financial value? I have to give it away. So it's not really mine. The only thing I do is get to choose who I give it to. So Tovas Hana Eina Mamon. So therefore, the Bailam don't really own it. So that's not called Makneh. Das Acheres Makneh. The Yisrael is Makneh to the Kohen? No. There's a chiyuv, and it's memela going to the Kohen, and all the Yisrael is doing is choosing which Kohen to give it to. It's like the Kohen Katan finding it on the ground. I don't think that's Acheres Makneh. So says the Ksos, I argue on the Pre-Chadash's reason. But then the Ksos says, but I agree with his Shita. I think you can give it to the Katan. Why? Why? He says, "Laniyas daiti b'taima da'ach milsa." The cherishot of a chadad yesh lem zechiyah b'mataras kuhuna. Einu mishum de mamon kohanim heim. The same reason he kind of argues on the Pri Chadash leads away to a different reason. He says, this basically belongs to the Shevet HaKohanim anyway. Right, like we said, Gezel HaShevet. It belongs to the Shevet. All you're doing is choosing. So the Katim is one of the tribe. He's one of the Shevet. So it's easier to give it to him. You don't really need to be makne it to him. It belongs to him anyway. His father was a Kohen, so he's a Kohen. So, Mishum Demamon Kohanim Heim, Bekfar Zichzo Behem Atar LaKohanim, V'im Kain, Afilu Kohen Katanami, Kamo B'Yerusha, De Ispahu. Just like a Kohen Katan is Kone B'Yerusha, Midaraisa, V'chi Kazachu, Miditu Kazachu, V'chein B'cham Islam De Ben, Given the Chovu LaKohanim, since it's a Chov to the Kohanim, V'im Kain, Katanami, Is Le Zachia. So that's why it's easier to give it to the Katan in this case. Good. And then he discusses what about Lekat Shechen Peah and others, but that's the Ksos relating to Shevet HaKohanim, and I just wanted to get that in from last time. Okay, back to where we are up to. So what do we discuss? We discuss what happens if somebody does a wrong hafrasha bidi'eved. What's the halacha? So our Mishnah discussed olives for olives and oil, and we had a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it works for the olives, and now you're stuck because you have it mixed up. What Beis Hillel says doesn't work. Beis Hillel says doesn't work. Ask the Gemara, but what about the Mishnah later on Daf Tezayin? The Mishnah says, what about mimafresh minatame al hatohar? Right, let's assume that's midirabanan for now, because you are, again, causing the Kohen a loss. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says there, on Daf Tezayin, if you did it b'shogeg, you didn't know it was tameh, so then it works. Trumas or truma. If you did it b'mezid, ain't trumas or truma. Right, that's the shita of the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin. But we have a brisa that says Rabbi Yossi holds, even b'mezid it's okay. Even b'mezid, masha asa asa. That's what we had on the bottom of Yud Amabez. You did a b'mezid, masha asa asi. So, would Rabbi Yossi also say that here? In our Mishnah's case, minatame alatar, Rabbi Yossi says, but the evidence works. Would Rabbi Yossi say it works also by our case, where you took olives for oil when you weren't supposed to? So the Gemara says, probably, that makes sense, kavachomer, if over there, where you gave him tame instead of tar, where you really ruined his stuff, you really caused him a hafsid. You gave him tame, he can't even eat it. All he can do is burn it. So there he said, even though he did something really wrong, Rabbi Yossi says, Bidi Eved, Trumaso Truma. So surely in our case. So he asked the Gemara now, does that really work? Because we have a version of Rabbi Yossi quoting the discussion of our Mishnah, and Beis Hillel saying that it doesn't work. And we're assuming Rabbi Yossi goes like Beis Hillel. So even though we just gave a Svara that Rabbi Yossi would say, it does not work. Because Kal Vachomer, in the case of Tam and Tar, where you really caused the hafsid, surely here, where you're just causing him an extra tircha. But what about this? Ashkach Tani, top line now. We found B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. Ein Tar Min Zeisim Al HaShevet. V'lo Anav V'im Al HaYayim. I mean, our case of the Mishnah, V'im Taram, B'Shamay Omrim, Trumas Atzman Bahen, U'B'Shel Omrim, Ein Trumas and Truma. Meaning the same machlokes that we have in our Mishnah. But one second. According to Rabbi Yossi, wouldn't he say Trumas or Truma? And he's not arguing, he can't argue about Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, Michlefa Shitasa de Rabbi Yossi. We have a problem now. There's a steer in the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Tamon, over there, by the case of Tamei and Tahor, what was our Svara that we explained? Whoever Masha Asa Asui. He would say, what's done is done. Viko Hu Amar ain't Trumas or Truma. And here he says otherwise, right? This is Yerushalmi-like. Yerushalmi often, as we've seen over the past couple of months, it always clarifies and explicates the stira. The Yerushalmi will say it, and then it says, Mechla Vashit, let me explain. Over there, Ramash Asa Asui. And over here, Eichu Vasa Shuba, according to Beis Hillel. So why is that? So the Gemara has one or two chilukim, depending how you read the next lines. Right, the Mara Folder reads it all as one big answer, but if you look in the Pnei Moshe, he reads it as two. So let's see what it says. Says the Gemara Taman over there. So again, why are we trying to explain? Why is Tuma Vitara, why is that less severe? By Tuma Vitara, we wanted to say, surely there, I'm sorry, why is that over there? Rabbi Yossi says that Masha Asa Asa. Yeah, why the Rabbanan didn't uproot the whole hafrasha, while in our case, they uprooted the whole hafrasha. What's the difference between the two? So, over there, Taman, Tumeinu Mitsuya. Tumeinu, that's not so common. it's not so common that people are going to be mafrish min atame latar, tame stuff people stay away from. So, therefore, so let's read it all as one first, the Mara Folda. Because it's not common, so when it comes up, people are going to focus more. People are going to say, what's going on here? Oh, it's tame? And okay, they're going to be careful about it. So there's no reason to have a gzera there. The ein b'nei adam to'in lomar, shetorben emasr mizeh alzeh. People are going to make a mistake like that. And therefore, Biosi says, we don't need a gzera d'rabbanan over there to uproot the hafrasha. So min atame al atar, b'di'eved, masha asa asui. Aval zesim al hashemen, v'anovim al hayin. In our case, Mitsuyanim, I guess it's more common, just to have regular oil and olives. So it's more common. If it's more common, people aren't going to focus as much. People aren't going to be as careful. They'll think it's mutter. And therefore, that's why over here, Rabbi Yossi, again, quoting Beis Hillel, would make a gzera and say, ain truma san truma. So that's a way to read the Gemara as one big answer. But if you have the Pnei Moshe and others, read it as two separate chilukim. Number one, by truma, you know why everyone goes there? It's not common. Milsa de lo shchicha lo gaza b'rabanan. Right? It's not common, and not that, oh, there are people are going to be more focused. But if it's not common, rabbanan don't make zeris by uncommon cases. Milsa de lo shchicha lo gaza b'rabanan. Our case of olives and oil is a very common case. So that's what they made. Point number one. Point number two, people take tumah v'tahara more seriously then they take these other hafrashas of olives and oil. And we find that elsewhere. People are more makbid when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara. People are more concerned. Maybe they're more concerned Yuma. Maybe they're even more concerned about Tumah V'Tahara sometimes to the extreme, and it messes up the other priorities. And it messes up other values. You know, one has to be an Oved Hashem, but always keep things in perspective to know what's Daraisa, what's Darabana, what's Doche, what, right? So this Gemara, according to this answer, according to this way of reading the Gemara, is two separate points. Again, number one, is it common or not common? And number two, people take Tumah V'Tahara seriously. Remember, the Gemara that I like to call the messed up priorities Gemara, right? The Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara discusses, remember the Kohanim running up the ramp. Maisa, Chav Gimel Amin Aleph in the Bavli. Maisa, B'shnei Kohanim, Shay Hashem, Shavin V'Ratzin. Two Kohanim running up the ramp to go do the Avodah. Volan Bakevesh. Kodem Echabim, Tok Arba Amash Achaver. One of them starts getting ahead of the other one, and the second Kohen doesn't like it, so he takes his knife out that he was probably going to use for Avodah, and stabs the other Kohen, because he wants him to, he wants to do the Avodah. V'Takala Belibo. That's already one messed up hierarchy, right? He thinks doing the avodah is more important than murder. But then the Gemara continues. It's not only that Kohen. I guess it was in the Yichus. Like, that's with his family, right? Because what happened? His father, Rabbi Tzadok, first goes on to the Milo Se'ulam and starts crying. How are we going to bring an Egla Rufa? What city is this closest to? Just sarcastically, he's crying, right? He says, Almi lahavi egla arufa al ha'ir o al azaros. Go kalam b'chia. Everybody starts crying. That this happened, the stabbing inside the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Ba aviv shal tinok. The father of the tinok. He wasn't a tinok, but they call him a tinok. Maybe for emphasis, a baby. He was a toddler. But that's how we have to think about it. Umatzuk shumafarper. He sees that he's flailing. He wasn't dead yet. He's lying on the ground. Amar, so what does he say? Call out Salah. No, he doesn't say that. He just quickly take the knife out so it doesn't become tame when my son dies. Right, that's what he says. Right? Shaharei, hu kaparaschem adayim b'ni mefarper, v'lo nimsei sakin. Unbelievable. What does the Gemara say? L'lametcha, shekasha aleim taras kelim yosem mishvichas damim. Right, more chashuv in their mind was keeping their knives tahar than worrying about the lives of their children. That's what it says. Unbelievable. That's exactly this case. Again, in an extreme way. Right. All right. What does our Gemara say? People are makbid out of Tumvatara. So I'm just bringing this Gemara sometimes in an extreme when they shouldn't be so makbid about it. But that's the Gemara Yuma on Daf Chav Gimel. Okay. There is a discussion, as we have been talking about here, and it's reflected in a number of these Mishnayos, as we'll get to, that the Rabbanan said, I think we mentioned this in the last year, the Rabbanan said that even though midaraisa, some of these afrashas would be good, the rabbanon have the power to say, it's not a good afrasha. Not a good afrasha. They told you, don't do this. That's interesting. There is a sugya that comes up on a daraisa level, and some achronim say maybe that's behind what's going on here also. The Gemara says at the beginning of Temura, if the Torah tells you not to do something, yavin mahani, yavin lo mahani. So does it work? Does it work? Most of the time you don't have that question. I shake a lulav. Does it work? If it's a stolen lulav, I miss a baba veira, but there's no effect that it's going to have. It's just a maisa hamitzvah. But sometimes you have yavin mahani, yavin lo mahani. If a coin tries to marry a grusha, guess what? It works. It works. If a man tries to marry his sister, it doesn't work. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? They're both usser. Okay, one's arayos, one's in Isser kahuna. So what's the rule and what's the exception? When do we say that if the Torah tells you not to do something, it doesn't work? And when do you say it does work? Machlokas, Abayin, Rava. And the Gemara goes through 15 cases and says, the first 14, okay, there's no machlokas about these cases. The only machlokas is about the last one. About one or two cases. You see that this big machlokas, avin mahani, avin lo mahani, and you think it's like going to be have a major consequences. But like, 90% of the cases in the halacha everybody agrees. And there's just exeris akasivs to say that it works or it doesn't work. And there's very few. But does that apply on a drabbanon level? Kalmos ha-da'amar rabbanon lo sevid, yavid mahani, yavid lo mahani. So right, so that is a discussion in the achronim, whether that would work by yisuri drabbanon, the sma in sevid reishches, the Menachas Chida discusses this, whether it applies to drabbanon's as well. And if it doesn't apply to Drabbanans, then the few cases we see that applies to Drabbanans, you have to like give some other, you know, explanation. So these are perfect examples. A lot of these are hafrashos mi Drabbanan, where the Torah tells you, the Rabbanan tell you not to do it, and they have the power to uproot your hafrasha. So is that the general rule of Yavid Lomahani, or is it by specific cases the Rabbanan felt we're going to make it not work here because of the knas, because of some specific reason. But that's a discussion of Avin Mahani, Avin Lo Mahani. One of the bigger discussions of that sugya is in Chulin. In Chulin, Adaf Yudalin. Just to mention one shita, the Maharit shita, which one should be familiar with. The Mishnah there says in Chulin, Adaf Yudalin, what happens if somebody shechs on Shabbos? Somebody shechs on Shabbos. Hashochet b'Shabbos. The Mishnah says, even though the person is chayav isa, it's a kosher shechita. And all the Rishonim here ask on this Mishnah, the Shechit is kosher? Shechitas Mumar is not kosher. Shechitas Mumar of a heretic is not kosher. So if somebody shechted on Shabbos, they're obviously a Mumar. They're a heretic. So how is it that the Shechit is kosher? Many answers given. Maybe we're talking about Shogeg. Maybe he's shechted on Shabbos, but Shogeg. So he's not a Mumar. Maybe it's his first time. It's his first time shechting on Shabbos. So he's only a mumar after he shechs on Shabbos. So the first shechit is okay. First shechit is okay. Right? That's the Tosfos. Tosfos says, maybe Tosfos gives two answers. One is, maybe this was bitsina. He's only a mumar if he's a machal Shabbos befarhesya. He still has a little guilt. He wouldn't do this in public. All different answers given to this question. And the Chiddushi Aran also has an interesting answer, which we won't look at now. But the Achronim, that's the Rishonim, the Achronim ask on this Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Eger and others, but what do you mean? The Torah says, don't shecht on Shabbos. Sakad the Shechita work. Kol milsa davar achman alo sevid, iavid lo mahani. According to that daya, why should the Shechita be good? Iavid lo mahani. So various answers given. The Rabbi Behuda has an answer. You only say that principle if the Torah assers a specific act. Here the Torah says, don't do any malacha. It's more general. Shechita is included in that, but that's not good enough for Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. Okay, one answer. But there's a Maharit. This is a Maharit that everyone discusses in this sugya. The Maharit says, you only say Yavin Lo Mahani if that's going to prevent you then from doing the Avera. If by saying Yavin Lo Mahani, you didn't violate, so then that's what we would say. Right? But, Adkan lo amrin is the Maharit in Aleph Samach Tes. Adkan lo amrin called me the Amir Rachman al-Sevid. Yavid lo mahani had a dafka b'makom shemanu makaimen maisav mevatlin madam rachmana. Like by Temura. Im anu makaimen maisav mevatlin madam rachmana lo yamir. And therefore we say lo mahani. But if it's going to work, if even by saying lo mahani you will have violated the Avera, then we don't say lo mahani. So by Shechita, what are we going to say? Oh, the Shechita wasn't matu the animal. Yeah, but you still kill the animal. And the Malacha Shabbos is killing. You don't have to shech properly. Even if I do Nechira, even if I kill the animal in a way that's not Shechita, I'm still going to be Chayiv. So saying Lo Mahani here by Shechita is not going to help you. Lo Mahani is a way to kind of say, the Torah says, it didn't work and therefore you didn't do the Aveira. But here, you did the Aveira Mimon Afshach, right? You killed the animal. So by saying Lo Mahani, that you didn't do a proper Shechita, that's not going to help you, and therefore, we wouldn't say Lo Mahani in that case. There's a lot of discussion about that Maharit, again, early Achron, but that's related to our Gemara here, where the discussion is, when do we say that the Hafrash is no good? When do we say that the Hafrash is good, B'di'evin? Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, the third Mishnah here in Maseches Trumos. What says Halacha Gimel? Ein tarmin min aleket min ashecha u min apeya. One cannot take off truma from their matnas aniyim, leket shechen peya. Why? Because those are 2 days in the mara folda. 2 days, why? These are off limits. Either because they are elu matanos aniyim heim, vein yochol esakin tivlo matnas aniyim. Number one, a special din. If it's matnas aniyim, you can't be torn from there. Or they're hefker. And if they're hefker, they're not yours. They don't belong to you. So you can't be mafrish truma from that. Right? Oh, inami mishum davelim in a pater alachiyif. Shekol elu peturim in a meiser. All these are pater from meiser, as we will see. So you're not allowed to take off truma from leket shicha and peya. Umin ha hefker, or from hefker. Right? It's something that is. Oh no, you can't go to a dvar hefker and be mafrish from it for the rest of your field. Velomi meiser shrisho shenelo trubaso, and not from meiser rishon who had its truma taken off. What's its truma? What's the truma of Meiser Rishon? Truma's Meiser. Right? We know the Levi gets Meiser Rishon, and then he takes off Truma's Meiser from that and gives it to the Kohen. So you can't take off truma from there. What are we talking about? Which case? Let's just read the next line for a minute. Or Meiser Sheni and Hektish that were both redeemed. Right? Meiser Sheni in the Yerushalayim, Hektish based on Migdash. So both of those were redeemed. Both of these cases, the Mara Fulda says, and you might remember these Lashonos from Mishnayos in Demai, Mishnayos in Brachas, whenever you have these types of categories. We're talking about here the case of Hikdimu Bishibolin. What's called the Levi went very early before the processing and took his Meiser Rishon, even before the Chiv of Truma Gedola kicked in. And there's a special din that if a Levi is Makdim Bishibolin and he takes his Meiser Rishon early, so then he only has to take off Truma's Meiser, he does not have to take off Truma Gedola. Right, that's the special din, because you only take off one truma and not another truma from Meiser Rishon. So that's the chiddush in this case, that you can't take off truma gedola from these cases, where makdim bishibolin. Shekdim bishibolin, sha'akati, truma gedola yeshu, it's still in there. And still lo yitrom, because these are pater from truma gedola. You learn that from Sukkim, as the Mara Fulda quotes. And the hektish case, he says, kamash malan, the last line in the Mara Fulda, where you amaktish tevel, and the gizbar did meruach. The gizbar did gemar malacha. So again there, gizbar, meruach hektish is potem, or chubas and maestris. So these are cases, these are all examples of minapater alachiyev, it sounds like. Right? Hefker is pater, and lakashevapeyo is pater, and these cases are also pater. And then the Mishnah says, beferish, you can't be mafrish from tvua that is chayiv in shubas and maestris to mat is something that's pater because the psur doesn't need anything and therefore nothing's changed. Or the opposite. Velo min atolish al hamechubar, velo min hamechubar al atolish. And also, if you have some fruit, I've been asked this question, right? Maybe you have two. If you have some, if somebody wants to pick some fruit from their tree, but they want to leave some on their tree. So could I be mafrish now? I want to leave some on. And the answer is no. Velomen atolish al mechubar, right? You can't be mafrish from something that is detached already on something that is still attached, or the opposite. What's the reason for that? So that's machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Samach Beis. Rashi seems to say, well, it fits into the rest of the Mishnah, right? If it's mechubar, it's not chayiv yet. It's pater. It's not, you're not chayiv trubas and maestros while something is growing. Only once you detach it. That's what Rashi says. But Tosfos quotes Rashi, "Hamechubar in a chayiv betruma dechsev reishis degancha debeinan midi demidgan v'imkein havi menachiv ala pater." Tosfos doesn't like that for various reasons. So Tosfos thinks it's a special gzeiras hakasev, excluding mechubar, right? Not that mechubar is pater, but a special gzeiras hakasev that mechubar is pater because it says mi menu Mimenu v'lo min ha-mechubar, quoting from the Sifri. So it's not just a question of pater alachiev, it's a special din. That's the Rishonim discussed that in Kiddushin, on Daf Samach Beis in the Bavli. We continue. V'lo min ha-chadash ala yashan, v'lo min ha-yashan ala chadash. One shouldn't be mafrish from year to year, right? Because the Pasuk says, shana, shana. V'lo mi peiros ha-aretz. V'al peiros chutzlaretz, v'lo mi peiros chutzlaretz, v'lo mi peiros ha-aretz. Also, Peretz of Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't be mafresh on Peretz Chutz La'aretz, which, what do you mean? Of course, if they're not chayef. What if they're chayef midrabanan, maybe one of the lands that are close to Eretz Yisrael? We'll see. V'im tarmu, in all these cases, did I read the last line? Peretz Chutz La'aretz, Peretz La'aretz, v'im tarmu, ain't shumas and shuma. And in all these cases, if you did, doesn't work. In all these cases, doesn't work, ain't shumas and shuma, because all of these are minapater ala chayef, minachayef al ha pater. Good. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Zeh, the following, Zeh Echon Mishlosha Mikroyos Mechuvarin Batorah, the following is one of three very clear psukim. The drasha here is kimat explicit. It's very clear. Very clear. What's the pasik? Uba, meaning this is going to be the source. Why? Hefker is pater from Trumas and Maestros. Uba Levi ki'in lochele benachli imach. What did it say? The Levi is going to come. The Levi, Meiser Rishon. Baal Levi. The Levi is going to come get his Meiser Rishon. Why does he get Meiser Rishon? Because he doesn't have a portion with you. He doesn't get a portion of Eretz Yisrael. So what do we darshan from there? Mimashi yesh lecha ve'ein lo at chayev litin lo. From something that you have that he doesn't have, that's what the pasuk says. Give him because he doesn't have a chelek. So only what you have and he doesn't have, do you then have a chayev to give him. Yatza hefker, excluding hefker, sheyadcha v'yado shavin bo. Excluding Hefker because he's equal in Hefker to you, and therefore that can't be what the Pasuk is referring to in terms of Afrasha. He leket, he shecha, he peya, he Hefker. Right? And that's all the same reason for all of those. There is a we mentioned way back we discussed this Mishnah Lamelech in Meseches Peya, but there's a Mishnah Lamelech in Trumas, in Beis Tes, who has a suffix whether the Ptur, Trumas, and Maestros are chal on leket shecha v'peya right away, or only when the ani picks it up. I go to my field and I designate harezu peya. This is peya. Right now, is the patur of trumas and maestros on it, or only once the ani gets it? That's the suffix of the Mishael Malach. And Rabbi Kiva Eger and other achronim wonder that it seems pretty explicit in many sources that the patur is right away. Right. What's our Mishnah talking about? I was talking about a case. You can't take Shumas and Maestros from Lekha Shechapeya. It sounds like that the Baal HaBayis is still trying to, the Baal HaBayis is trying to use it. The Ani didn't get it yet. So the Pashup Shat sounds like one side, clearly, of the suffix. That right when you label it, right when it's Shecha, when it becomes Shecha, right when Lekha, it falls down from out of your grasp. So it sounds like that side of the Mishnah Melech, the Achronim try to figure out how to fit him in to a number of those the other sources. But that's like at Shecha and Pei. Interesting lashon here the Gemara has that this is one of the clearest psukim shalosh mikraos mechuvarin. Very clear. Does it make a difference how clear it is? Is it clear? Is it not clear? Does it make a difference if something is mefurish bikra? Does that make a difference? So there are some halachos. There are some halachos that depend on being mefurish bikra. There are two or three sources from the Gemara in Nidarim. The Gemara in Nidarim on Daf Ches. The Gemara there says, what if somebody wakes up one morning and says, I'm going to learn Meseches Trumas today. Ashkim ve'eshne perikzeh. Eshne mesechazu. The Gemara says, it's a great neder. Great neder. Neder gadol neder lokei Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, how is that chal? Right, you took a shu at Har Sinai, they're going to learn Kala Torah Kula. And we know, mushpa, what if I swear I'm going to make Kiddush today? That doesn't work. I'm already mechuyev in Kiddush. Right, it's already mushpa v'yomed. So what's the message of that? Why is that chal? So the Gemara answers, no. Really, you could exempt yourself with in Talmud Torah by saying Kriya Shema. Right, by saying Kriya Shema, that's all. This Gemara also appears in Menachas, and there's a Machlokas. One opinion says, don't tell this to Ame Haaretz. And the other Gemara said, the other line is, tell this to Ame Haaretz. So they don't think that they don't have Yayesh. But anyway, the Nadarim doesn't say that. But the Gemara says, since you can be Yotzi your Mitzvah Talmud Torah by just saying Kriyashma, so if you say you're going to learn Masechas Shumas, that's above and beyond above and beyond what your obligation is, and therefore the shvua can be chal on it. Ask the Ran there, Nedarim Daf Ches, this top 10 Ran in Maseches Nedarim. What? All you have to learn is do Kriya Shema. You can pater yourself. Chas v'shalom. A person has to learn b'chol kocham. So what does that mean? That a person is can pater themselves. So the Ran explains there. Of course, you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, second of your life, every free second of your life. All the Gemara is saying is that for Hilchos Shvua, a Shvua can be chal on something that is not Mefurish B'Kra. The only Talmud Torah that's Mefurish B'Kra is Kriya Shema. So that's why a shvua could be chal on it. But if it's not mefurish b'kra, so that a shvua can be chal on it. So you see, there's a nafka mina midaraisa. Whether something is, even though both of them are daraisa, whether something is mefurish b'kra or not mefurish b'kra. And there's a Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos also that talks about mitzora stands at the doorway of the azara. For the process of his tara, he has to get sprinkled on his right thumb and his big toe, and he sticks his hand into the azara. The word says he can't go into the mitzvah. Tommy can't go into the azara. It's bia b'miksas. It's just a little bit in. Only part of his body is going in, and because that's not mefurish bikra, it's allowed. Again, an afkamina daraisa. Tosfos and Yevamos. Nafkamina daraisa. Daf zayin. It depends if it's mefurish or not. So again, it does make a difference. It does make a difference. How clear it is. If it's considered mefurish b'kra, there can be nafkaminas. If you look in the Minchas Asher, in Siman Membeis and Dvarim, one of the most amazing pieces that he's got some amazing pieces, but in Siman Membeis, he has 18 levels of sources of halacha, starting with mefurish b'kra, and then he gets into learned out from Midrasha, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Svara, Divrei Kabbalah, Ksuvim, Asmachta, Nimsar Adol HaChachamim, Nigrar Achar Adam Mitzvah, we had that, Ratzana Torah. It goes through 18 levels. 18 levels, but again, the highest level is Davar HaMefurish Bikra. So again, hopefully one day we'll have time to go through the 18 levels, but we will stop here by the two dots. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue.